My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on jazz, freedom, and liberty. As we celebrate the independence of our country, we're reminded of a quote from Duke Ellington, who said, "Jazz is a good barometer of freedom." In its beginnings, the United States of America spawned certain ideals of freedom and independence, through which eventually jazz was evolved. And the music is so free that many people say it is the only unhampered, unhindered expression of complete freedom yet produced in this country. And as we reflect on this country, we recognize, how independent, really, are we? What is our relationship, inspired by Ellington, with jazz? If truly jazz is unhampered and unhindered, where are we as we think about our own shackles within the free society in which we live? Jazz brings into existence the ineffable, the sense of holiness, the sense of purpose with which we live our lives.
Freedom Day, it's Freedom Day. Throw those shackling chains away.
As we stumble around in our own narrow corridors of significance, we might hear the faint sound of jazz. Perhaps jazz acts as the canary in the coal mine, as the first sound of trouble, of dissonance, where we can recognize the freedoms that we supposedly have, that we've either willingly or witlessly given up.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free.
When our heart softens, it is then that our freedom begins to surge.
Love that's in my heart.
With this great art form, we can help to heal this America. We can help to heal relationships among neighbors. And we can yet celebrate the great independence, freedom, and liberty that makes us who we say we are. May jazz truly be a celebrated art form that can still define us as Americans, still explain us as a nation in the making, and allow us, as we live, to realize that our best days are still ahead of us.
My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well and have courage.
Change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.